Today's meditation, August 17th, 2017, Fire Quenchers. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thou faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Luke 22, verse 31 through 32, King James Version. According to our scripture reference for today, Jesus tells Peter, along with every one of us, that he has prayed so that our faith fails us not when Satan makes his attempts to sift us out as wheat. As I have mentioned before, the enemy's number one tool for sifting Christians out is through their thoughts. Now we see that Jesus is stating that through these attempts of the enemy trying to sift us, it is important that we remain strong and not let our faith fail. Do you see the connection? Your thoughts have something to do with your faith. When the enemy messes with your thoughts, he is messing with your faith. The question to you then is, how do you overcome the sifting in order to become converted so that you can then strengthen your brethren? The answer, become equipped and put into action, Ephesians 6:16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Ephesians 6:10 through 11 starts off the preparation for us. To be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. These scriptures are instructing us on how to properly prepare for spiritual warfare. When it talks about spiritual warfare, fiery darts represent thoughts. Fiery darts are fiery thoughts that the enemy shoots at you. Those darts need to be immediately quenched and dealt with properly. As a man thinketh, so is he. When those fiery darts are left to burn into your thought process, it starts a course of chain reactions. Your body is going to follow your thoughts, which eventually will cause all aspects of your life to follow your thoughts. Therefore, take every moment of sifting seriously. Respond to it by quenching every one of those fiery darts.